I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
All right, welcome back. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you, and the San Francisco Giants have certainly made some noise this offseason, and we're joined right now by Brett Boone. He's the host of the Brett Boone Podcast. That's an Odyssey original featuring the most notable names in Major League Baseball and all around sports every week. Brett, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
Hey, let me just start with this. You know, over the last few years, the Giants have had a reputation of not being able to land a big boy in free agency. Can one off season like this change that reputation and perception around the league with fans and maybe more importantly with players?
I think so, but you know, they've got a pretty good reputation winning those three World Series not too long ago, 10 years ago. But I think, you know, the Snell obviously is big news today coming out. But to be honest with you, I started looking at the Giants in this offseason, and you know, you've been paying attention. A lot of people have been paying attention to the Dodgers because of the big signings they've made. The Giants have just very sneakily had a great offseason. I'm just going over their roster now, and you know, you have the constant Webb at the top of that rotation. You had a Snell, you had a Robbie Ray, who a few years ago won a Cy Young coming off Tommy John. Jordan Hicks. Chapman really shores up that defense. Lee coming over, the biggest signing ever from Korea, and Soler, who's coming off 36 homers. Bob Melvin's coming from San Diego to the Bay Area. I think San Francisco Giants fans have a lot to be excited about, and it's going to be really. They've made that division really interesting now.
Brett, I agree with you. And the one thing I've learned, and I tell my partner this all the time, is I know how to apologize. And I went in on Farhan because he couldn't land a big free agent. But I'm excited. It sounds like you are. Let me ask you this. With all these moves, can the Giants be the second best team or compete with the Dodgers to be the best team in the NL West?
Well, I think if you look at the Dodgers on paper, obviously they're a super team. You know, with the Ohtani signing, they got Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman. You got Muncy, who's going to hit 35 homers. A great underrated catcher in Will Smith. The young kid, Lux, and Taylor and Kiki Hernandez are their extra players who are really good. The key for the Dodgers, though, and that's not even getting into the starting rotation. The key for me to the Dodgers is Walker Buehler going to be healthy and the pitcher we're used to Walker Buehler being? If he is, I think the Dodgers are the best team in the division. Kershaw at the bottom of the rotation. Who thought you'd ever say that? But this Yamamoto kid, he's still got to prove himself. I'm sure they don't just give $300 million to people they're not sure of. But he hasn't done it at the big league level. Glasnow, in my opinion, definitely a number one top of the rotation type guy. But injury, he's been injury prone. So these guys got to be healthy. I think the Giants, if everything goes perfect and they stay healthy with the talent they have, they can contend for the division. I think the Dodgers have so much pressure on them with all the money they're spending, all the big free agents. Like I said, in camp right now, it's probably like it's like a super team walking around. There's a lot of pressure, and it's anything but win the division handily and win the World Series. Sometimes when you put a group of players in that category, it's not as easy as you'd think it would be. So I think the Giants with this roster that I'm talking about right now can definitely contend for that division. They don't win the division, definitely have a chance to be a playoff team.
Brett Boone joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's an Odyssey MLB insider, played 15 years in the majors, and we're talking Giants baseball. The Giants moved on from Gabe Kapler, and he had a way of managing under Farhan Zaidi that some say may not have been overly attractive to a free agent who might want to play every day. Do you look at Matt Chapman, who played for Bob Melvin in Oakland, and Blake Snell, who played for him in San Diego, and say, you know what, he might have been a big reason why they got each of those guys?
Without a doubt. You know, I played for Bob back in the day. Bob Melvin's rookie year was 2003 with the Mariners, and I was with the Mariners at the time. So I've played under Bob. I know the type of guy he is, the calming presence that he brings to a locker room. I think without a doubt, them being able to land a Chapman and a Blake Snell at the last minute, I think definitely Bob Melvin had a lot to do with that. So kudos to them for having that to attract what they have. I think without a doubt, Bob has that reputation. He's had a ton of success, and he's definitely an easy guy to play for that really does have a calming presence about him that really resonates in that clubhouse.
Brent, I kind of want to piggyback off of that comment right there, because when you look at the NBA and the NFL, that they don't play 162 games. And Gabe Kapler, you know, at his heights as a Giant manager, the team won 107. He's no longer here. It didn't work out. My question to you is, you played this game, you've been around it. How hard is it to be a major league manager, to manage these personalities over 162 games? And what makes Bob Melvin, like you talked about, you know, the guy to do it, to change the narrative here?
Well, I think the best manager, you know, we look at, and I think the manager versus the head coach in the NFL versus the head coach in the NBA, I think the manager in baseball from an X's and O's standpoint is the least important out of the three major sports. I think what big league managers do, and the great ones do, is they manage personalities. No different than being a CEO. It's how can I get one player with a certain personality and a certain ego and another player with a completely different personality and maybe a different ego. I might have to kick one in the butt and give the other guy a hug to get the same result. I think it's the best people, the best managing of people, managers that I play for are the best. And obviously there's, you know, other things come into the fold when it comes to being a great manager. The great managers I play for had a great gut, you know, didn't necessarily just follow the data point by point. When it was crunch time and it was a really big time in a game, they make a gut decision. Usually the great ones have a great gut. So I just think Melvin has that personality that guys like to come to the ballpark and play for. It's not going to be a high profile. There's not going to be a lot of things with Bob Melvin's personality that people can't get along with. I haven't met too many people that have played or hung out with Bob Melvin that don't like him. So that was definitely a positive thing for the Giants. But I think when it comes down to it as a player, I never went to a certain place because of a manager. At the end of my career, Lou Piniella was in Chicago, and we tried to get back together one more time. It didn't work out. But when I was in my heyday, in my free agent, I didn't think, oh, I want to go play for this manager. I thought, I want to go play on this particular team, or what's my best offer at that time. So, yeah, managers are important, but let's not overvalue them.
Brett Boone joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's an Odyssey MLB insider for us. You know, at this time of year, as we're getting ready for the start of the season, you know, every team's made a lot of moves, and sometimes, you know, fans don't know exactly, you know, who's going to be playing where, the lineups, the starting rotation. So I like to always ask this kind of question leading into a season. For a team like the Giants, if you said they can contend, give me the number one reason why they should contend, and then if something gets them beat or something doesn't happen where it goes all right, where are they vulnerable?
Well, I think if health is at a premium. If you guys are healthy, are you getting Blake Snell of 2023, 2017, where he's a Cy Young Award winner and by far the best left-handed pitcher, or last year, the best pitcher in the National League? Are you getting that Blake Snell, or are you getting the Blake Snell of 2022, 2021? The knock on Snell, and it has been for a long time, is his innings. You know, last year he had 180 innings, but the two previous, He only pitched 128 innings in both of those years. The strikeout totals are high when he has a great year, but his walks are high. He led the league in walks a year ago. And also, he's known for going five innings, six innings. As an ace of a staff, you need a guy that's going to go long, push it, like a Verlander, like a Scherzer in his day, that go out there and take the ball for seven, eight innings. That's what they expect from a number one. But I do think the positives about this Giants, and the reason they're going to be successful, is Snell Webb at the top of that rotation. That's as good a 1-2 as there is, not only in that division, but I think in the game. So that's going to be crucial. It'll be interesting to see what Jordan Hicks does and Robbie Ray coming off Tommy John surgery. But I think as far as the position players, they've really shored it up. Chapman's really going to shore up that defense for them. It's going to be really interesting to see how this Lee kid plays, getting over $100 million. Nobody from Korea has ever got that much money, so I haven't seen him play yet. I think from what I hear and see, I think he's having a pretty good spring. That can be interesting. And you're going to bring a Soler into the game who's going to hit you 30-plus homers. All of them have to be healthy, but I think it's going to be a great division with all the emphasis on the Dodgers and that super team. The Giants can kind of just play their game and survive up there in the Bay Area. I always have thought about that ballpark in San Francisco. It's definitely a home field advantage. Hitters especially don't really like playing there, and left-handed hitters. Mm. You got a huge right field, a huge right center field. I personally, it's a different climate up there. As you guys know, it can get windy, and the summers aren't like Southern California summers. So I think it can really be a home field advantage being up there in the Bay Area. I look for nothing but great. I think it's going to be a great division. We haven't even got to the Padres yet. I think the Padres had all the expectations a year ago. They bettered themselves. They just got Cease in the fold in their rotation. I think they're going to be better than they were a year ago, so they're going to be in the mix too. It's going to be a great division, maybe the best division in baseball.
Yeah, Brett, and we hadn't even mentioned the Diamondbacks who were in the World Series. Go figure.
Exactly. They're getting better, too.
Hey, Brett, I'm curious. So young Kyle Harrison, this will be his first opening day. Came up last year, was under the tutelage of Logan Webb. How big of a deal is it for a pitcher to now be able to listen and learn from another stud like a Blake Snell?
I mean, that's what, you know, when I came to the big leagues and your hair's on fire and you've done everything you got to do in the minor leagues. You've proven yourself there. You come to the big leagues and that's all you want to do is prove that you belong. Sometimes you got to get knocked down a little bit before it really takes to where you can really sit back, breathe, slow down that heartbeat, and just play the game. The game's no different in the minor leagues than it is in the big leagues. They just have a couple more decks. I think Snell's going to be a great influence on him.
Hey, Brett, thank you so much for joining us. It feels like Giants fans have a lot to be excited about, and it feels like it's happened relatively quickly.
It has, and I think they definitely do. I'm not saying that. I was just going over all this today, and I thought, wow, Giants have had a really good offseason, maybe the best offseason in baseball.
Interesting.
With the Snell edition.
Interesting. Hey, Brett, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you this year if we can, and have a great opening day.
Got it, guys. Thank you.
All right. That was Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast. That's an Odyssey original. Make sure to follow the Brett Boone Podcast on the Odyssey app, or you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
He likes the Giants.
The Giants might have the best offseason of any team in baseball.